I'm only here today by the grace of God and the miracles that I experience.
Eitan Blykman says he still struggles with questions surrounding the October day last year that he was shot and wounded on his way to Orthodox services in Westridge.
What if my kids weren't too tired and came with me? Would I have been able to protect them? What if his gun didn't jam? What if the neighbors ignored my pleas for help?
He joined several members of the Jewish community who shared their stories with the Chicago Commission on Human Relations. Chicago police shot Blykman's alleged attacker when they say he shot at them. He later died at Cook County Jail. As for Eitan Blykman, he said anti-Semitic comments are the spark that fuels the violence he's experienced.
I hope the work done here today will help us eliminate anti-Jewish hate.
We're at City Hall. Jeff Buckles, News Radio 105.9, WBBM.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.